Hello, writers. Laura Purdy Salas here. It is Friday, April 5th, and I have been on a school visit all week long, and I am knackered. I had a good week at this school, and I thought, really, that's mostly all I got done this week. I did my third and final spring picture book did come out on Tuesday. It published Tuesday, Lion of the Sky. So that's awesome. But my week was basically consumed in a school visit. So I thought I would share a little bit of information about a week-long poetry residency at an elementary school. And actually, it wouldn't matter whether it was poetry or not. But mine was. And this school visit came about because of a free event I did several years ago. There is a statewide conference each year in Minnesota for, basically it's for media specialists and instructional technology educators. So it's the people who, you know, run the library and teach technology stuff at schools. And in Minnesota, they often invite a bunch of authors to, sometimes we have just like a little brief thing over lunch where it's a little panel and you might just have 2 or 3 minutes to speak. And then you can set up a signing table or something. And you don't get paid for it. You get an opportunity though to meet a lot of area educators. And so that's how this week-long school visit came about. And I don't do very many of those. But the person, Carrie, the media specialist, I had met her years ago. She had put my information, my school visit flyer, in a folder. And when they talked about, when at school they talked about wanting to do poetry this year, she said, "Hey, I know somebody." And she dug out my information and emailed me, and it all worked out. A little bit of the logistics. The school was an hour away, and it is the first week of April in Minnesota, so I was worried that we would have snow, because if we had, it was an hour away and across the Twin Cities, so if we had had bad weather, my drive, you know, could have been 2 to 3 hours each way. So I was prepared to get a hotel room on that side of town if we had had forecasts of snow. But we didn't. The temps have been in the 30s and 40s all week. Little drizzle today, but no really bad weather. So I didn't have to get a hotel room. My payment for the week was $3,300. Basically, right now, I charge $800 for a one-day visit. If a school has me back a second day, I go down $100 to $700. And then for the third and any further days, it's $600 per day. So they get a little discount. So it was $3,300. And my estimate, looking at my timesheets, is that I put about 60 hours into this visit. So that's time actually, you know, doing the visit, driving there and back, and also prep time. Because this was a residency where I saw each second grade classroom, and there are four of them, and each third grade classroom I met with twice. And we wrote a kind of a poem and took it through the writing process. So Monday was second graders and Thursday was second graders. Tuesday was third graders and Friday was third graders. And then on Wednesday, in four sessions, each session I saw two kindergarten or two first grade classes for more of my standard interactive poetry and reading presentation. And so in those presentations, I talk about the importance of reading and writing and how all kids are readers and writers. I share a little bit about how I became a writer, but not a ton. We read picture book together maybe and several poems together, and I make it interactive so the kids are doing sound effects or their echo reading with me. And then we write a poem together, which is always a blast, especially with kindergarten and first graders. And I often show them a little bit about how a picture book is printed. I have signatures and things from a few of my books to share. So that's always fun. I did not count the time, you know, so for 2019, I updated all of my standard presentations like that. I have one that's kind of K-1, another one that's for grades 2 and 3, and another one that's grades 4 and 5. So I updated those for the year, and I'm not counting that time in those 60 hours. But I am counting the time I spent specifically lesson planning for the other days, which were, you know, very specific writing process lesson plans. So that works out to about $55 an hour. And I'm sure there were a few more hours than that in there. I ran errands to go buy supplies. The kids each left with a final draft of their poem, which was written on an index card that had been taped onto some kind of fun scrapbook paper background, and stuff like that. And so basically the week went really well. The media specialist and the principal who had sat in and the teachers, you know, all seemed really happy with the way things went. A few things that I so enjoyed about this week, besides the fact that working with kids, I mean, don't get me wrong, I am exhausted. As an introvert and just physically being back in a classroom, you know, it is tiring. But seeing the way kids' minds work and connecting with readers of the age that I write for is so wonderful. And then some of the other great things about this week were I had a full hour for every session, even the kindergarten sessions. And so that is a long time for kindergartners, but it was awesome because we had time to do so much stuff. We played a poetry game. In the middle of it, I just had them, you know, get up and we did, instead of five little monkeys jumping on the bed, we did five little snowmen jumping on the bed because I had shared with them snowman, snowman minus cold equals puddle. So it was awesome having a full hour with every group. Another thing that worked really well was I always ask for this, but not every school can accommodate it. They parked me in one room and I stayed in that same room all week, and the classes rotated in and out of that room. So I did not have to pack up my technology, my props, my writing supplies. I was just in this room. I used it all day, every day. I could leave my stuff in there overnight. Basically, it was just awesome. Another thing that worked out really well was the school, you know, they were providing me lunch in the cafeteria and basically had said I would eat with the teachers, and each day, you know, like the second grade teachers would kind of, I would sit with them or whatever. Well, I had some technology issues the first day. And at lunchtime, I was waiting because the technology person came back in to try again to get things fixed, which he did. But nobody from second grade came, and I think it was more like if I had gone down to the teacher's lounge and gotten lunch, I'm sure the second grade teachers would have embraced the fact that I was there. But as an introvert, the idea of having an hour or an hour and a half, it varied depending on the day, to be by myself in a quiet room with my laptop allowed me to both decompress socially, and I got a little bit of work done on different days. You know, I read a few National Poetry Month blogs and shared them. That's kind of what I'm trying to do for National Poetry Month, is support other poets this year. I answered urgent emails. I, you know, I did my blog post for next year. A couple days I did a little bit of research for my Loon picture book that is in progress. So I was able to eat lunch and read my Kindle, you know, for 20 minutes. But most of the days I actually had time to get a little work done. So that was fantastic. And basically it just, everything went wonderfully. The technology problem that I just mentioned. So I always go on a school visit very prepared. I have my PowerPoint presentations on a flash drive. I bring my laptop, so they're on my hard drive. I also put them in Dropbox so that I can access them from any computer. And the IT guy at the school, we were having problems with this severe flickering of my presentation, like really distracting flickering of the slides just disappearing. And I mean, he tried everything. We had my flash drive in the school laptop. We had my flash drive in my laptop. We downloaded or, you know, accessed Dropbox on my laptop and on the school laptop. I could not get rid of the problem. And I had said, I always go prepared that, hey, if everything goes wrong, I need to be able to pull off a great school visit, even if I have no technology. I always hope that never happens, but it has happened. So he came back at lunchtime. He had said, you know, wow, you're so prepared. I can't believe, you know, you really came well prepared. I can't believe we can't figure out a way to make this work. And he came back at lunchtime, and so I had done two presentations, and he was like, okay, this is just driving me crazy. We have to make this right. And so he downloaded the files from my hard drive to an external hard drive, and then from there he put them onto the school laptop, and lo and behold, the flickering ended. So I have no idea, you know, why that finally worked, but it was a wonderful thing because that meant the other two sessions that day and then the other 4 days were absolutely flawless with regard to technology. So I was so thankful for that. So basically, it was a great week. I am super tired. And my book launch party is tomorrow for all three of my spring books. And it's my first bookstore book launch party. I'm really nervous that nobody's going to show up. But I think that's really pretty much all I have done this week. So I survived. I had really a lovely time and met a lot of great kids and teachers. And once tomorrow is done, my schedule will actually get a little bit back to normal now because my book launch will be done, my three spring books will be out, and this big week-long residency that I was kind of nervous about is now done also. So I think this weekend I'm going to breathe a big sigh of relief. Hope you guys are having a great writing week and get lots of writing done this weekend if that's when you write. Talk to you next week.